the Sefer Chala Perek Beis Halacha Aleph concerning Chodesh. We mentioned many Perushim in the Yerushalmi. Tagore Nochrim supplied Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? So the Be'er HaGola on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Yerodeus and Reish Tzadik Gimel says Umashe Kila B'de Rol Rabbona Kishishoi Kadmoi Ubasroi Baharbe Medinas Nirish Esamchala Yerushalmi Reish Meseches Chala the Mishana Shei Mekayim and Mitzvah Achilas Matze B'lel Pesach B'biyosem Ha'oretz Mashe Utagore Akum Mochum Lehem. What does that mean? What that means is Shoy Kadmoi Ubasroi Baharbe Medinas Nirish is some chala Yerushalmi Reish Meseches Chala. The Mishana Shei Mekayim and Mitzvah Achilas Matze B'lel Pesach B'biyosem Ha'oretz Mashe Utagore Akum Mochum Lehem. What does that mean? What that means is that there's no Chodesh B'Shal Nochrim. That's Elos Pratni Rishalmi Pashit. Tagore Nochrim, the fact that Tagore Nochrim sold it to them, presumably from their own fields, that tells you that there's no Chodesh B'Shal Nochrim. Then it goes on other things. But Amar B'Sof Arlo, Tohadat Nan Shem V'Chodesh B'Chol Mokom, Masnis Rabba Lezer, and Mefurish is really the Masnis and Yechidohi, the low kind of the say. Of course, it depends how you look at it. In other words, the Yerushalmi we saw yesterday said that the Mishnah in the Sof Arla is Rabbi Lezi. So how do you look at it? Two ways of looking at it. So the Rishonim learned Pshat that if it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lezi, it means you have to pass like that's the Mishnah like Rabbi Lezi. And the Aragolus is Pakert that if the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lezi, it means it's not a Stam Mishnah. It's a Rabbi Lezi. It's limited to Rabbi Lezi. And if we pass like the Chachamim, Mastis Yechidoi will look kind of like I say. V'achodesh mutar b'chutzlarz. He subscribes to two separate attainers. Each one of them is good. The Bach was trying to eke out ahead to somehow Chodesh b'chutzlarz shall go somehow together. He's trying to eke out ahead. And he goes, we have two separate attainers. B'chutzlarz is mutar, Nochrim is mutar, one of the Mishnah, one of the Yerushalmi, they're both based in Yerushalmi. Boom. Lachena you konim mitagori over kachovim. Shine. Then he goes to other problems. Talk about the sugya of Rabban the Ravashi, etc., etc. What do you do with the fact of Bavli quiz on Yerushalmi? Well, Shasat Hatchak Shiny, Kamosha Kotav Arab Taz. The Taz says that it was a big Shasat Chak to be made an Indian of Chodesh. Why? I would have said, if that bread, the poskim say, Alechem Yichya Adam. The poskim talk about it very often. Bread, you have to be making when it comes to bread. You make chumas by bread. You have to live on bread. That's what I would have said. If you look on the Taz, not mashman away. Sounds like bread, I don't know. They either didn't need bread, they could have managed with bread, they had old matzahs. What do they need? What's the problem they need? Beer. That was the problem. Beer guzzlers, Rahman al Islam. I don't understand this. I can't figure it out. It must be, I don't understand this, I can't.
The water was unhealthy,
they had a beer. I guess there's nothing else they could have. Pikuach nefesh. That's pikuach nefesh, you have to have beer, pikuach nefesh. Okay. Well, we're going to tell you, the times have changed. If that's the whole head of beer, so I would say that there's no reason to be matter if it's man as there based on this. And this svara, the chlau, ridiculous, mamish, ridiculous. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon, who descended from the Be'er HaGola, has a long piece about Chodesh. Quotes the Gemara of Menachas, Amaroi, Kulu, Sfira, Denog, B'chutz Laretz. Some says the Rabbanu, we pass on the Raisa, he says. B'diri Be'er HaGola, Kad, Toz, Godelhu. V'ein tzorach l'hashav aleihem. Doesn't even pay to argue with him. This is Zelta Zeta. Doesn't even pay to argue. This is a Tal's Godel. Doesn't say anything. Either Bach says, doesn't apply to Shal Nachrim. For hiku al kodkodo kol ha'achronim. Ushgogo yotza mitachas yodo. The tova havalele be agolakan hashtika. Should have said nothing. Nope. Then he calls the mother Avram, Yashav the Minig, Ain Vrav Kadai Afidal Yashav Aminig. He calls the Taz, Shazatchak. Not true, he says. This is a Psak Alocha. You don't apply Shazatchak. We discussed it with Anshvius, that's a famous Chazanish, with the other, that's a Machlekes. That's a Machlekes. What's considered to be a Psak Mefurish? So the Taz does not consider this to be a Psak Mefurish. V'horaya, the summer shana pasm faker. The summer shana pasm faker. The pasm beferish that the chodesh does not apply chutz toras at all. So how can you say it my yochasa is mafurish? Not so mafurish. Even if the riff is right, but still he can apply the sugya v'shasatchak. That's what the Taz holds. I said daraisa, and some say that shasatchak only applies to the rabbonos. He says no, it even applies to daraisas. Kitzur, this is a long story. We're not going to get out of this one. But I just wanted to bring you to the attention some of the highlights in terms of the Psak Halach. But after saying all this, I want to mention the Pshat in the Yerushalmi as well. Because in the Yerushalmi, the Be'er HaGolah has a simple Pshat. Hagari Nachri means that B'shal Nachri is Mutter. They attack a good Eretz Yisrael. In the Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha, it doesn't make a difference. Chodesh Shal Nachri is Mutter. I have to tell you, the Mishnah's Rabbaran Kote has back and forth, pages and pages. Who's right? And the Diyuka from the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel, that's what they're fighting about. It got me dizzy. Your head can spin. It's back and forth, a Diyuk this way, a Diyuk that way, a Diyuk this way, a Diyuk that way. And it has contradictory Diyukim. And he somehow has finds that Harif is the way that they're both Diyukim are right. I don't understand what he's saying exactly. Which way does it come out? It's very complicated. We're not going to discuss that. If you want to listen, look at the Sugya Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel, and then the Bach and then the Shach, they seem to say exactly the opposite conclusions from the same lines in the Gemara, a few lines later. That's what Rabbi Anakala talks about in his Sefer. He's making him give you a maramoka. Okay. Fine. So again, they bought it from the Tagore Nochrim. I don't understand. What about the stuff that they found in the fields? The answer is, that which they found in the fields, they would cut it off, would be considered Shel Yisrael. And even though it grew in Eretz Yisrael before they had conquered the land, it goes back to the Rishama we mentioned yesterday, Rishama Lishitoso. Because the Rishama says in the previous line, that the Rash quotes, Etein enksiv el nasati, nasat shek lezarcha nasati shek chvar nasati. So it's lema freya. So they have the only p'tur presumably would be shel nachrim, it wouldn't be a p'tur of chutz laretz. Even if there existed a p'tur of chutz laretz, it wouldn't apply in this case. The Meiri talks about this in the Sugya and end of Psochim, Chodosh, and he says under the Chazanish on his own, and the Tagorim sold him Poshit Yoshin. Sold him Yoshin. That's all. They sold him Yoshin. Tagorim had Yoshin. What they found themselves was new, but what they bought in the store was old. It was old stuff. That's all. Doesn't prove any cooler whatsoever. Aye, Rabbi Yirmiyah and the Rishalmi hold even Yoshin was asa, Shal Ashtake was asa. Well, we don't hold like that. This sheet in the Rishalmi goes against Rabbi Yirmiyah. Against Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gura in the Rishalmi is a different Pshanta Gura. They sold him Yoshin, you hear this now? Yoshin from Chutzlars. Huh? Tadle Tevusa. Tagore Nochem sold him Yoshin b'chutzlars. We learned the paragol that he sold him Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. He learned he sold him Yoshin b'chutzlars. What's happened to Yoshin b'chutzlars? There it is that the Gra hold on Chodesh b'chutzlars is also. What's the difference? No. That which grew in Eretz Yisrael, then you can apply the Sfar of the Mafreya. Which the Rishalmi has, Zarach HaNasati, it goes back to Mafreya, and therefore we say that in retrospect this was awesome. But that was just a chutz laretz from last year. Even though you would say that maybe it is an inyan of Chodesh and Chutz, but the Zarach HaNasati, Mafreya wouldn't apply. So they go back and forth with these various perushim in the Rishalmi. You could argue, based on what we discussed earlier, the Sefer Beis Yishai, Rav Shlomo Fishel, we mentioned yesterday in Shiva Arichus. I thought it was a minik shtus that absolutely, it was a bubba meisel. Some bubba decided this way. But apparently no. The Prima got him. the Matan Prima Gadol. I don't understand how this can be. I still don't understand it. First of all, let's go from there. A single woman doesn't cover here when she makes a bracha. No? Unless you hold it that way also? Did the Prima Gadol hold that a single woman has to cover here when she makes a bracha? I was like, we were a yarmulke. That kind of upset in. So usually that meaning we don't find them in the same circles that they throw the towels, but the single girls don't cover there when they make a broch. That I put the best of my knowledge. Elamai, Ser Eishish is an Erba. Yeah, but so is the rest of the body. That's also exposed. So my afkamina, I just don't understand it. You see, Erba doesn't mean Erba. Erba means it causes humor, whatever, man. But there's no man around. It's just a woman making a broch. So I don't understand why I don't understand the Prima Gadol, the kids. But apparently the Prima Gadol, give a look. In the Eishel Avraham, in Siman Tzadi Aleph Sivkot and Gimel. Yes, Tami. That was last year's Tzadi. Forget it, it doesn't work. We try to avoid any potential Chatzit. But I don't understand. I have to find out, maybe you'll find out from the experts in the Mikveh, what they do. I mean, how prevalent is this custom? Throwing the towel and covering the hand, throwing it back. I don't understand why, although that seems to be a Prima Gadol to support this minig. I don't understand it at all, though. There's an interesting question over here, which the Rash quotes. The Rash quotes a sugi over here, and first of all, Yerushalmi. Hada'arma agavos ein ben mishim erva. Hada'itma lebrocha. Ava lahabit afilu kol shu osa. Kedetanya mestakal ba'akeva. Kimistakal the base aref, etc., etc. Reperk mishameson brachas chavdalid mukilo kigon sheponer tuchos bekarka klava devukos umechusos bekarka. The Gemara bracha says tuchos bekarka to refute the proof from our Mishnah that agavos have no erev. Those agavos, which means the backside, it has a status of an Ereva, and what happened over here? Well, she dug a hole in the ground, so that the hole, it's covered up all the way till the beginning of the, what do you call this? The lower back. It's all till the beginning of the lower back is covered with some ground that she's somehow buried in. She buries the bottom part of her torso in this earth. That seems to be the Gemara. The problem with the Bar Tanura and the Rambam right over here in Pirush Mishnayos is they seem to be oblivious to this. They seem to say that look at the Pirush Mishnayos over here. Rambam says Meshichol Lachas is Atzma. He quotes the Gemara, the last three lines. Right? And he requires tuchos bekarka, and yet he seems to say that agavos are not considered to be an erev. That's the mashmos. The Bar Tanura says it's beferish that way. So it's a big problem. Right? What is the pshat in the sugya? So the gra and the toisan sheshem and our mishnah said, well, they had a different gears in the Gemara Brachos. A different gears in the Gemara Brachos. Even if Paneh Tuchos Bekarka, the Agavos are still visible. You still have to come out to Agavos and Mishamer. It's a question of gears, so give a look if you can in the Tosan Sheshem. Finally, the word Chalosa. Hosefas Chaisha, Chalosa, it's her Chala. Why is it not my Chala? Because why she has a Kedima to Chala? So the Tosan Sheshem says it's a mitzvah on the woman. Now, so much so that the Yaakov Emden says in his parish on our Mishnah that if a husband is mafresh chala, his wife can charge him asara zehuvim. We have that mitzvah. Can you imagine that? Asara zehuvim. To a marriage counselor. Asara zehuvim. Others disagree. The Machzik Brocha quotes argues, the Chida argues on that. And this is a fundamental question. After all, who owns the dough? Pardon the pun. Who owns the dough? The husband owns it. Mashakon tishakon abayla. So he should be the one to be mafresh. Oops. So she's going to be mafresh as his agent, as his shliach. And now we're turning around and say, that's because she's mafresh. That's a machlokas. she have her own independent right to be mafesh chal of her husband as the balas habayis. Nafkamin al halacha, can she appoint a shliach to be mafesh? She has no time. She calls on the Jewish maid, you be mafesh. She calls on his neighbor, you be mafesh. If her whole role is to be mafesh as a husband's agent, what principle should apply? Mili lo mimsu and the shliach. The post will talk about this sugya. As a gemara and yavamas peivav, it seems to say she can make a shliach. It's not. That goes about not being the mimsu and the shliach. That's what some posts can say. Some say no. It's a gzeres, a cause that the gemara has in yavamas that says, atem uveischem, based on zewishto. But she has a special status to be mafresh chala, not as only as her husband's shliach, as an independent agent. Independent. And therefore she can, and that's by Chumas of Maisis, the apostle. It's a Kavachama by Chala. So therefore she has a right to be mafresh chala on her own, even to make a shaliach. This is an interesting shout out about how to interpret the word chalos. Okay. Mission tomorrow, we'll discuss other matters of this mission, and I hope to begin the next. The first one is, how do you make a bracha sitting down? Isn't there a chiv to stand up when you make a bracha on a mitzvah? Or to do a mitzvah? We'll start with that.